Patrick Justin McAfee. Where do we even begin? I don't know if I should thank Pat McAfee for the endless supply of content this week, or whether I should thank Pat McAfee for making me look like a genius, making me look like a psychic. Move on over, Miss Cleo, or roll over in your grave. Casey has everything under control. Truth is, I'm not a genius, definitely not a psychic. I have never worked in the media. I have no insight as to what goes on behind the scenes, but it really wasn't all that hard to figure out that Pat McAfee signing with ESPN was a monumental mistake. Didn't I say that when he signed back in May? Haven't I been saying that, I don't know, for the last 7-8 months now? I told you guys everything would be fine in the beginning. Everyone would be holding hands with the other hand squeezing tight on the boodle cheeks. ESPN would be sending out these nice flashy press releases, which were really just a polished turd bragging about the so-called rating success of Pat McAfee. Matter of fact, 1 month after his debut on ESPN, I made a video talking about Pat McAfee's ratings. Now, at the time, I was confused because no one in the media was talking about it. Pat McAfee's first month on ESPN, it could only be described as a huge embarrassing failure. 12 hours after I posted that video, ESPN sends out a press release defending Pat McAfee's ratings. Pat McAfee himself addresses it on his show the following morning. The media picks up the story. What a coincidence! I told you guys there would come a point where something would happen on the Pat McAfee show that would cause ESPN to impose their will. Well, that something happened this week with Aaron Rodgers. The situation between Aaron Rodgers and the menstruating Jim Kimmel's causing tension behind the scenes at ESPN. I believe that ESPN forced Pat McAfee to go on the air and issue a fake apology to the emotional Jim Kimmel. Thursday, headline of the New York Post. Pat McAfee needs to produce better ratings to be worth $85 million and headaches for ESPN. Where have I heard that sentiment before? The other day, I questioned if Pat McAfee was regretting his decision to sign with the worldwide leader in woke. Yesterday afternoon, my question was answered. I am convinced Pat McAfee, he is trying to get himself fired from ESPN. There is not a doubt in my mind he regrets his decision. Pat McAfee, he didn't sign with ESPN because they were offering him $85 million over, I think it's 5 years. If I remember correctly, his old deal with FanDuel, it was worth about the same amount of money. Pat McAfee signed with ESPN to be exposed to a new audience, a television audience, a mainstream audience. Problem for Pat McAfee, that audience rejected him. And it's not only the ESPN audience that is rejecting Pat McAfee. Management at ESPN, they seem to be rejecting him as well. Norby Williamson, he is a television producer and an executive at the Worldwide Leader in Woke. Good old Norb, he has been working at the Worldwide Leader in Woke for the last 4 decades, meaning there is a really, really good chance Norby Williamson, he has been 100% infected with the woke fungus. Yesterday, ESPN once again polished the turd by sending out another propagandized press release touting the so-called success of the Pat McAfee show. Patty is averaging 800,000 viewers per day. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. There was just one problem, one tiny problem here. The day before, the New York Post, they released the real ratings for the Pat McAfee show. According to the New York Post, Pat McAfee's averaging 302,000 viewers a day, down 12% when compared to last year when ESPN was airing SportsCenter in the same time slot. Now, obviously, ESPN is including YouTube views in their ratings, but like I have said countless times before, YouTube views are not the same as television views. Pat McAfee was not hired by ESPN to draw impressive numbers on YouTube. He was hired to draw impressive ratings on television, something that Pat McAfee is not doing. According to Pat McAfee, ESPN executive Norby Williamson, he was the man responsible for this report from the New York Post. He claimed that Norb gave the Post false information. Yesterday afternoon, Pat McAfee, he unleashed a tirade on Norby Williamson, who is also known as Pat McAfee's boss. Watch for yourself.
Now, there are some people actively trying to sabotage us from within ESPN.
Funny.
More specifically, I believe Norby Williamson is the guy who is attempting to sabotage our program. I'm not 100% sure. That is just seemingly the only human that has information, and then somehow that information gets leaked, and it's wrong. And then it sets a narrative of what our show is. And then are we just going to combat that from a rat every single time? I don't know. But, like, somebody tried to get ahead of our actual ratings release with wrong numbers 12 hours beforehand. That's a sabotage attempt. And it's been happening basically this entire season from some people who didn't necessarily love the old edition of the Pat McAfee show to the ESPN family.
Sure.
There's a lot of those. Even with the enemy within our own camp, somebody that I don't like that guy. That guy left me in his office for 45 minutes, no-showed me in 2018. So this guy has had zero respect for me. And in return, same thing back to him for a long time. So even with that taking place and potential PR, like we're still growing somehow.
Yep.
If Norby Williamson was responsible for leaking ratings to the New York Post, the ratings that he released, they were not wrong. For starters, the New York Post, they don't need some ESPN insider to gain access to Pat McAfee's ratings. If a dumbass like me can find them, I'm sure the New York Post can find them too. Number two, if Norby Williamson released the ratings to the Post, it was not sabotage, it was the truth. When ESPN talks about Pat McAfee's ratings, they're lying about it. The New York Post, they were just giving us the truth. This is the second time in 3 months that Pat McAfee has emotionally defended his ratings on the air. Why do you think that is? Why does Pat McAfee get so emotional, so upset when his ratings are mentioned? Because Pat McAfee knows he is underperforming. The pressure is starting to get to him. I don't feel bad for Pat McAfee because he did this to himself. This dude had it made. He was being paid well by FanDuel. There was no pressure to draw numbers on YouTube because Pat McAfee was already performing well on YouTube. He traded a no-stress job where he was in complete control over his own show to collect woke welfare from the worldwide leader in woke. Pat McAfee made the wrong decision. And I think he is finally coming to the realization that signing with ESPN was a mistake. Like I said, I think Pat McAfee's trying to get himself fired. Why do I think that? He is attacking his boss on live television. No one does that and keeps their job. There's only one man that I know of in the history of radio and television who could attack management, attack his bosses on the air, and get away with it. Howard Stern. And there is a huge difference, I mean a huge difference, between Pat McAfee and Howard Stern. Howard Stern could not be replaced. And I'm not talking about the Howie that a few dozen people hear on satellite radio today. I'm talking about Prime Howard Stern, the king of all media. That moniker was not a lie. Howard Stern, he was the king of all media. Hate to break it to Pat McAfee, you are not Howard Stern. You're not even close. ESPN could replace Pat McAfee with reruns of SportsCenter, draw better ratings while making more money. The Pat McAfee show is very expensive to produce. With SportsCenter, you're just paying a couple of doofus, anonymous anchors and using a studio that's already been paid for. Pat McAfee, his ratings are so bad, there are days where he is almost beaten by Colin Cowherd on FS1. In the eyes of ESPN, that should never happen. There should never be a show on FS1 that's beating anything on ESPN. Like I've said countless times before, the reason Pat McAfee is failing at ESPN, he does not fit the network. ESPN considers themselves to be serious sports journalism. Now, we can debate whether or not that's true, but Whether or not it's true, it doesn't matter. That's how ESPN perceives themselves. They view their network as serious journalism. There is nothing serious about Pat McAfee. His show is unorganized, it's goofy. And look, that is not a knock against Pat McAfee. I would not get along at ESPN either because, just like Pat McAfee, I don't like following rules. I don't want some shit fuck executive telling me how to run my own show. Even though it's not working out for Pat McAfee at ESPN for obvious reasons, I'm starting to wonder if Pat McAfee is the problem. Business relationships are a lot like personal relationships. You got to be committed to it for the relationship to work. Can't leave the relationship every time another opportunity presents itself. Can't leave the relationship every time there's a problem. If you look at the media career of Pat McAfee, he's got a long history of leaving every relationship. Pat McAfee has never finished a contract, worked for DAZN or DAZN or whatever the fuck it's called, left before his contract expired. Obviously, he left FanDuel to work at ESPN. He was on satellite radio, I believe, for a while. He left, worked for Barstool Sports, left because Pat McAfee claimed there was a lack of transparency, whatever the fuck that means. But maybe, just maybe, Pat McAfee is the problem. Maybe Pat McAfee doesn't work well with others, doesn't work well with bosses. And again, that is not a knock against Pat McAfee because I am the same way. I get it. I understand completely. The difference between me and Pat McAfee, other than he's a star and I'm a nobody, I've got enough self-awareness to realize that I do not work well with others. But I'll go ahead and make another prediction here since I seem to be on a roll. By the end of this year, Pat McAfee, he will no longer be working at ESPN. Matter of fact, it would not surprise me if Pat McAfee was out at ESPN before football season started this coming fall. His show is centered around football. That's the primary focus. ESPN, they typically see a spike in ratings during football season. Pat McAfee, he struggled at ESPN during their peak time of year. What is going to happen over the spring? What is going to happen to his ratings over the summer? Even shows like First Take and PTI, they typically see their ratings decline during the summer, but they've got a large enough audience to absorb the decline. Pat McAfee, he doesn't have the same luxury. He's already more trouble than he's worth during football season. Do you really think that ESPN is going to tolerate his bullshit when Pat McAfee is barely drawing flies to a steaming turd during the summer? His boss, Norby Williamson, he is an old-school TV guy. According to insiders at ESPN, Norby Williamson, he does not care about Pat McAfee's numbers on YouTube. He only cares about Pat McAfee's ratings on television. Where have I heard that before? You know, this situation between Pat McAfee and ESPN, it reminds me a lot of the situation between Don Lemon and CNN. Just like Don Lemon, Pat McAfee, he is constantly generating headlines in the mainstream media. Just like Don Lemon, Pat McAfee, he brings a lot of attention to ESPN. But for executives, it's a lot of the wrong attention. Just like Don Lemon, Pat McAfee, he is struggling to draw an audience on television. He's struggling to transfer that media interest into ratings. And just like Don Lemon, Pat McAfee will eventually be fired. He'll either be fired or he will quit on his own. I don't think Pat McAfee is happy with his current situation at ESPN. I think he's coming to the realization that he made a mistake. Oftentimes, the grass is not greener. The divorce, I think, is on the horizon. It's inevitable at this point. And I think it's going to be the best case for both Pat McAfee and ESPN because neither of them seem happy in this current relationship. But give me your thoughts on it. Pat McAfee unleashes a tirade on his own boss, claims Norby Williamson's trying to sabotage him by leaking his actual ratings instead of the fake ratings in the ESPN press release. I think Pat McAfee's trying to get himself fired. I don't see him making it through the year at ESPN. What about you? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate each one of you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.